Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem, Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
Yesterday in the Senate Public Health Committee, a decades-old argument boiled to the surface and exposed the abortion industry for what it is, a business more interested in its bottom line than in doing what's right for the women they claim to serve. The platform for the discussion was Senate Bill 329, better known as the Montana Pain-Capable Unborn Child Protection Act. As we discussed yesterday, it's based on the premise that the state has a compelling interest in protecting children, including those in the womb, from unnecessary pain and suffering. The courts have ruled that abortion is not an absolute right, and that appropriate sideboards can be placed on the procedure to protect women and the children they're carrying. This bill uses that position to ban abortions after 19 weeks on the premise that a fetus is sufficiently developed at that point to be able to feel pain. Although the science is not absolute, there appears to be a preponderance of evidence that suggests that children are able to feel and react to pain somewhere around 20 to 21 weeks of gestation. If that's true, then it seems logical that a just and humane society would not allow its smallest members to undergo such a horrific procedure that produces indescribable pain as the child is slowly killed. Sadly, logic appears to play absolutely no part in the decision-making process of the abortion industry. A representative from the ACLU stood up and explained Roe v. Wade in very sterile terms, yet that same organization files lawsuit after lawsuit claiming there's no humane or painless way to administer the death penalty to convicted murderers. The representative from NARAL, the National Abortion Rights Action League, stood to spout their tired mantra of abortions for everyone, at any age, for any reason, anywhere, at any time, no questions asked. And finally, the granddaddy of them all, Planned Parenthood, rose to paint themselves as the Mayo Clinic of the abortion industry, providing standard health care to men and women of all ages, and reminding the committee that health care decisions should be left to the woman and her doctor. When one listens to the abortion proponents, it's hard to miss the fact that their testimony is almost zombie-like, extremely sterile and sanitized and carefully scrubbed of any emotion except anger and outrage at anyone who would dare to tread on their turf. Even the words they use are carefully scripted. A baby is a fetus or a product of conception, and an abortion is a decision or a procedure. It's all very sad, but the saddest thing of all is their callous nature. When discussing the possibility of fetal pain, they don't care. Their hearts are so hard that they literally don't care. Don't let science or the child's feelings get in the way of the mother's choice to do as she plans with her own body. Over the years, they've even changed their motto. They used to say that abortion should be safe, legal, and rare. Now they just say that they should be safe and legal. At the Montana Family Foundation, we will continue to battle the abortion industry at every turn because we firmly believe that America will eventually see the error of its ways and return to a place where every innocent life is cherished from conception until natural death. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.